Hey, yo, average nerds. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
What's up, everyone? And thank you for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast, or just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. Today, I'll be your host, Dave, and you'll be listening to a special recording from our Twitch live stream for Nerds Unite Extra Life, a fundraiser that we did for the UC Davis Children's Hospital. It's a special game of Nerd Purdy. If you're familiar with our previous streams, we've done a game like this before. And today we have our returning champion, DJ Cassius Clay. Check out his music. And Collector Clint from The Dorksmen going up against Jay from The Average Nerds. So hope you guys enjoy. There will be a few clues where I'll be pausing from the live stream and reading a description of a visual clue. But hope you guys enjoy. Try to guess these, guess the answers yourself at home or wherever you're listening. Okay, thank you.
Welcome to Nerd Pretty, guys. Let's see. Usually Juan's the one that hosts this, but I guess I made the board yesterday. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. We'll be playing two rounds. What's this called? One round is just kind of a little easier, hopefully, for you guys.
So you mean like the real game you're parodying? Okay, got it.
And then the second round is double Nerd for D. Double Nerd for D, which you guys will be playing for higher stakes, and then we'll have a final Nerd for D. Kind of just like another TV show you guys might be familiar with.
Are we playing for real sticks? Because I'd be down for that.
Playing for what?
Real sticks. Like some nice ribeye, New York strip. I'm also really hungry because I just woke up too. I don't know if you can tell.
Well,
get this guy some hash browns.
We'll think of something. I'll think of something to send you guys.
Steak dinner.
I do like steak dinner as well.
But what's this called? Kaz, yes. DJ Cassius Clay, was our previous champion, so he'll be defending his championship today.
I have the belt. Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since we've done this. So thanks for joining us today, guys. Let's go ahead and show this board. All right, so we have the categories are MC Who? This is basically a character from the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay. All right. Hi, Vicky. What's
Hello.
The second category is They Said What? Which is basically where the quote is from. Where's Waldo Geraldo Faldo? You're going to be shown a picture of a house, and you got to guess where that house is from. Which sitcom?
Oh, dang.
Do you know that reference? Where is Waldo Geraldo Faldo?
I do not.
Wait, should I not say anything? Is it? Never mind. I'm done.
Well, if you can say, I'd love to hear it because I don't know what it's from.
Oh, you guys don't know where Waldo Geraldo Faldo is from?
No, I don't.
Do I wait? Is it one of the answers?
No, it's not. Okay. You could go ahead and
he's from Family Matters. Do you remember the show with Steve Urkel?
I do remember Family Matters very well. Yes, I just don't remember. Yeah.
I will blast anybody on Family Matters trivia.
Oh no!
No, Carmen knows too.
Yeah, there we go.
I good job.
And then there's not where but when, basically time travel related movies. And the letter of the day, Y. All the answers will start with the letter Y.
Start with letter Y. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my.
All right.
I'm really just here as a filler to watch Clint and Kaz go at it.
No, Jay, there's some quiz in there I feel like you can get to.
we'll
let our champ go ahead and start for today.
Oh, snap. All right. To reset that buzzer.
Yeah, reset it. It's buzzed right now.
Let me turn off my my screen lock too. All right.
Ready to be prepared.
Let's go. Let's go with let's start off easy. Let's go with MC Who for one hundy.
Oops.
Kaz knows the answer already.
All right, Kaz, before reading the question.
He knows the answer already.
Yeah,
I'm just adjusting my screen real quick. Okay, I'll reset the buzzer.
I like how we could hear the buzzer over there.
I actually do too. I mean, yeah. At least, it, you know, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I do too.
All right, so MC Who for 100, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First appearing in What If, this character literally couldn't make it past the halftime of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Wait, this is the $100 question?
Jeez.
And we lose points if we get it wrong, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Just making sure.
Wait, are there negative points for this one?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are.
Okay. Yeah.
I have ideas, but I'm not confident enough.
Okay, it's still early. You guys could guess if you want, but
I don't want to start in a hole.
All right. So the answer is how do I choose? Who is Captain?
You should have gotten that. I'm totally free.
Yep.
It feels like she's been around a lot longer than that, but okay.
Okay.
It was only half the thing?
Yeah, roughly.
Wow.
All right, Kez.
I'm afraid to go like
I know. That was 100? Jeez.
The funny thing is, I was not thinking that.
If it starts with a Y, I think I will have at least some clue. So let's go with letter of the day for 100.
Yes.
All right.
Excuse me.
Yummy.
All their troubles seem so far away in this song by the Beatles. Kaz!
What is yesterday?
Correct.
Good job, buddy.
Nice. And someone is on the board.
we all are on the board.
We're not negative, though. That's the thing. We could have been negative.
We could have been good. In the hole.
We're good.
All right, Kaz?
Oh, shoot. I forget how this goes. Let's go with not where, but when for 200.
Ambitious. I like it.
The actor Ryan Reynolds gets killed at the end of this movie. Clint.
What is X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No, sorry.
All right.
Kaz.
What is Deadpool 2?
Correct.
Oh.
The actor Ryan Reynolds, not the character plays.
I was I thought he does die at the end of Wolverine.
I thought he did too. Well, to the extent he did Deadpool, but never mind. Ryan Reynolds does. Right. You're absolutely right.
Well played.
Well played.
Jeez.
That's a 200?
It's only going to get harder.
Hey, Dave, you got to mark me down for a negative 200 there, buddy.
Oh, shoot. Thank you.
Look at Clint being honest.
I know, the sportsmanship.
Dude, Karma will come, and Karma on the screen, and Karma in general will come back and kick my ass, so I have to do it right.
That's how you not get sick from the Children's Museum.
That's
right. Yeah, now it's balanced. Now you can go.
There you go. Everything balanced, as it should be.
All right, Kaz. All right,
let's go. They said who for 100.
All right. Doop. Come on down. Looks like Clint buzzed in first.
That would be who is Bob Barker during The Price is Right?
We'll take that too. But you're Drew supposed Carey? To name which TV show.
Oh, Price is Right. What is The Price is Right?
You're right.
Sorry.
You're still right. You said Price is Right.
I was going to say, can I sneak in a point for Drew Carey?
But both of you are wrong because it's whoever the voiceover is that's behind.
Oh, it. True.
I don't know that guy's name.
The PA guy.
I did it that way.
Yeah. He actually
is it Roy something?
The original one passed away like not too long ago.
Yeah.
Within the past couple of years, I think.
May rest in peace. But Bob Barker's doing well. That's always good. Lots of golf, yeah. I'm sure.
Definitely.
Telling people the price is wrong, bitch. It works out.
Yeah. He has a punching bag of Adam Sandler in his home. That's how he stays fit.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm looking for a little redemption. So let's go letter of the day for 200, please.
All right. Letter of the day, 200. AKA the year 2000. Oh. Clint.
What is Y2K?
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Nicely done.
Nice. You are out of the red.
That's what I needed. I might not answer another question just because I'm out of the red now.
Oh, wow. Karma actually knows who the name of the person.
Rod, thank you. Rod. I was thinking it was Roy, but I was close. But Savage, I'm glad you're not playing this because you'd be kicking my ass. Anyway,
yeah.
let's just clear that top four and go. Where is Waldo Geraldo Faldo for 100, please?
Whatever happened to predictability? The Milkman, the Paperboy, Evening TV, in this Victorian-style house in San Francisco.
Yes.
What is Full House?
Correct.
Well done. That house is still there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The painted ladies are in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They have a pin on like Google Maps.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's
very cool.
Crowded there still too. A lot of people take pictures.
Oh, I bet.
And the people that live in it probably hate it.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, because they weren't even using it for actual taping. It was just somebody's house, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They were just, is a horrible
people
idea.
People come by now. Yeah, come by now and take pictures in front of people's houses. So, yeah,
buy the property in front and charge people. Anyway.
All right, Kez.
Let's go with MC Who for 200.
200. Nice.
Scott Lang, a.k.a. the Ant-Man, would be proud seeing this character master a card trick he showed him.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh!
Clint!
Who is Louise?
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't sure, but I wanted to take a sip.
I know the real person's name.
I know.
What's his character? Take that?
All right. Does anyone in the chat know?
Right. One of our group chats has his name in it.
Who is Jimmy Woo?
Oh my god. What's his
Randall Park.
Park, that's right.
Yes. I knew who it is. I just didn't know.
Hey Dave, I'm gonna get 100 there, right?
You know what's weird is I swear that question has come up somewhere before. And we had the same exact reaction.
Well, that's, yeah.
In a Nerd Party episode?
I forget he's in
that. Either that or like one of our recordings or something.
Yeah.
It,
oh, yeah. I got do that.
Cool. Just making sure. It's hard thank to see you, on the screen. But you're good.
All right. Is that Kaz?
I think it's Kaz, yep.
Game. I'm still me. Geez, the MC1 is hard.
Yeah, that's the 200.
I know. Dave has high expectations for us.
Go for it.
And we're not meeting them.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the letter of the day for 300.
Yundred.
Krunk is the sidekick of this Disney villain. Jay!
Who is Yzma?
Correct.
Hey, look, I got one. Let's Yay! Go.
Well done, sir.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Hey, you're kicking my ass right now, so good work.
All right, Jay, you got control of the board.
I'm just curious. Let's go MC Who for 5.
Ooh.
Why would you torture us like that, Jay?
I mean...
Well, she had to eventually. It's like a Band-Aid.
She shares her wishes to see the new and improved Statue of Liberty while enjoying some mac and cheese with hot sauce.
It's one or two people.
Kez!
I'm going to limb here. Dig. Who is Kamala Khan?
Sorry.
No!
Jay.
Who is Yelena?
Correct.
Oh,
let's
go.
It was either her or Kate Bishop. I can picture the scene. Good job, buddy.
Nice. Wow.
Thanks for taking that hit, Kaz. I was going to say that first, and then I was like, okay, that's not it.
Wow.
Wowzers. Came out of nowhere.
I know. And then I just sit back and just watch. Okay. How about they say what for 200?
RSD, LNE, Kaz.
What is Wheel of Fortune?
Correct.
Yeah. Back Carl Stein. What is Goosebumps? Goosebumps?
Carl Stein. Please.
Actually, is that a pen name or is that his real name?
I think it's a pen name.
I'm curious. It's like, did he get it from Wheel of Fortune?
He might have. I've heard of crazier things today.
Ooh, good night, Vicky.
Oh, that's right. Good night.
Vicky's in the future.
Thanks for joining.
Happy New Year, Vicky.
Happy New Year. That's right.
Happy New Year.
All right. Okay. I think Kaz has control.
They said what for 500? I need to redeem myself.
Ooh. Wow. Dylan Double. All right, Kaz, you ready? How much you want to wager?
Oh, 100. I thought that was the clue.
Oh, did you buzz in?
Nice. Jeopardy. Yeah,
like, 500 bucks, that's not worth it. Yeah.
Sorry.
I guess that's like the one category though that would have.
Yeah, it's a confusing.
What's the max? Can I do 1,000? Is that?
The max is, what is it? Double the clue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go with that.
Wow.
1,000.
I'm feeling good about it. He's got it in the bag.
All righty. Ready?
Report, Challenger.
And then it's just daily double again.
If you happen upon the loot, the warrant, or the crook, you get a free turn.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That's not what I expected at all.
I was expecting Daily Double again. Yeah. If you happen upon the loot, the warrant, or the crook, you get a free turn. Oh my god.
Hi, Priscilla.
Who knows this one? I definitely don't.
No. Are you, is that it, Kaz?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Anyone? Jay or Clint? Would you like
to get it? Is it Clue?
No, sorry.
Dang, I don't know.
Anyone in the chat want to try?
What the heck is this?
Because I was thinking, what was it, the one? What was the one with, like, it's not the whammy one, because that's...
Oh.
Whammy. The whammy is the crook.
Nah, sorry, Liz, it's not whammy. Yeah. Think of the words loot, warrant, and crook. It's,
cops?
No.
No. It's an older, it's a classic.
Cops. It's, bad boys.
The answer is, what is where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh!
All right, the old game show on PBS, yeah.
Damn. Wow, okay. Happened?
Oh, sorry, Kaz.
Dang.
-900. All right, you have control still.
Wow.
I feel like we're in an alternate universe. I should have the other score.
Yeah, that's... Speaking of which, then let's go back to MC Who for 300. That segue.
We gotta get one of these right.
Finally appearing in the film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, most comic book readers know him as the Mandarin.
Hmm.
Oh, thanks, Rach.
Are you looking for the actor name?
Or the character name?
The character name. That's even harder because I didn't know that.
Another one of those.
Oh my god.
I just rewatched this. Anyone?
Rach likes these clues because they're like extreme difficulty.
All right. Anyone in the chat know this one?
I've got nothing.
Me, Rach.
Oh, Rach.
Of course, get it.
Wenwu.
Oh,
Okay. All right.
Recency advantage.
All right. Let's go. Where is Waldo Geraldo Faldo for 200?
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family in this ranch-style house, primarily earth tone colors, with greenish-blue doors and a station wagon in front of the house.
Oh,
Brent.
Oh.
What is the Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Nice, nice. Back
from
in the green.
The show, Trevor. But not in the movie.
Trevor, no.
Right. All right. I still need a little warming up. Not where, but when for 100, please.
Uh-huh.
I need the time buzzer cleared, please.
Oh, yes.
The cartoon characters Rick and Morty were loosely based off these two characters from the 80s film Back to the Future.
All right.
Oh, that's why he wanted it clear. He's like, clear so I can just buzz in again.
Who are Doc and Marty McFly?
Correct. Oh, nice. There you go. Yay.
Oh, that's right. It's all time-based stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. Oh, you know what? Let's laugh a little bit. Let's clear MC Who for 400. Oh, no.
Laugh or cry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Gemma Chan is portrayed... has portrayed two characters in the MCU, Minerva in Captain Marvel, and this character from The Eternals.
I can see her.
I can finish it.
Oh my gosh.
Quit Googling it.
My brain's not working.
Oh man.
I didn't finish the movie. I don't know.
It's not like she's not in the beginning of the movie, though. You act like she's
but
not
I don't,
the
I don't
end.
Remember the name.
Haven't seen The Eternals in its entirety. Oh,
maybe too. Let's go. That and Harry Potter.
Times I have the pop. I'm like trying to picture it in my head right now.
You have the pop. Ooh, all right. Yeah. Then you should know this.
I should, but my again.
But this category is a demon.
Right.
All right.
Who is
Cersei?
Oh, there we go.
That's not where I was thinking. So I'm glad I knew.
Yeah.
Dang. I'm sorry, guys.
These questions are pretty fair.
Yeah. No. I'm not mad at it, especially since I have positive points now.
All right.
They said what for 300, please?
300. Survey says, Kaz.
What's Family Feud?
Correct.
Yes. So I do have to say the not contraction version, the what is, not what's. there was a whole like.
Was that a thing?
Oh,
really?
Jeopardy. Like one contestant was using contractions to save time to be able to get through the categories faster.
Wow. And they were like, hey, man, you gotta.
Yeah. People were like, throwing fits over it.
Those Jeopardy. Or those
hardcore Jeopardy.
The game we're parodying people are very, very particular.
All right. Kez.
All right. Let's close out. They said, wah.
Oh, we got to reset that buzzer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. They say what for 400? I'd like to phone a friend.
Oh, Clint. That wasn't me.
Man.
This is going to be hard. What is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
What is Who Is Where Is?
Yeah.
Correct.
Who are I win?
How?
What is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire When? Okay.
Well,
let's keep this going. Not where, but when for 300, please.
The French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte visits this water park in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's very specific. Wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you had like, oh my goodness. If it was not fictional, there's like three water parks ever, so you could just name.
Just a little fun fact, because I was curious when somebody mentioned it. R.L. Stein, not a pen name.
Oh, it's not.
Oh.
Not a pen name.
That's his actual name.
Robert. So Jay has been looking things up during
Robert game. Lawrence Stein.
Yeah, but it's after the fact. So I'm not thinking
it's completely irrelevant to Jeff.
Yeah.
Anyone in the chat know this?
The French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte was it?
All right. What is Waterloo?
That makes sense.
Oh. Yeah. That
I knew it had to be some kind of pun. I just didn't know what.
All right.
And I have not seen that movie in so long. All right. Well, yeah. Where's Waldo, Geraldo, Waldo for 300, please?
Now, this is a story all about how this character's life got flipped upside down. I mean, got to live in this really cool, fancy-looking mansion. It's white, and it has like four columns in front of the house in SoCal, California.
Kaz!
What is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Correct.
You should have done the big empty room at the end where he's just standing there. Now we could guess that.
All right, Kaz, you got control. Oh, let me reset.
Thank you.
Yetter of Yay for your
Yay.
I was like, what? He sat on the Jedi Council and is the same alien species as Grandmaster Yoda. Clint.
Oh, it's not what I was. I didn't read it all either.
It starts with a Y, obviously. Yodana? Or who is Yodana?
Sorry.
All right, Jay, it's you now.
Jay.
I don't know.
She should have given her away. Yes.
I'm not going to risk it.
All right. Who is Yaddle?
Yaddle.
Wouldn't have known.
I was thinking Yolanda, and I was like, that's not right.
I couldn't think of Y names.
Because I knew the D sounded right, but I'm like, that can't be
Yvonne.
Right.
Sounds like a Petey Pablo song.
Totally. Who's got bored? Jake or Kaz?
It's
Kaz. Yeah,
It's Kaz.
Let's close it out. Let's go with Yaiv Yunrid.
All right. Actor Diego Luna starred in this movie, which translates in English to "And Your Mother Too." Kaz.
What is "Y Tu Mama Tambien"?
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yay! You worked it out.
Good work, buddy.
Close game.
Oh, got that hole.
All right, Kaz. Oops, sorry.
Brady Bunch.
Wait a second.
Let's go not where but win for 400.
This former governor makes a cameo in Guns N' Roses music video, "You Could Be Mine."
I'd have to know a governor to know that.
I have it. A guess, but
guess. You should guess.
Guess.
I'm
not
gonna get.
Guess it.
I just got out of the hole. I'm not trying to get back in.
Well, I'm trying to get you back in. So do it. Guess. Do it.
I like the competitiveness.
Can I do a free guess after time expires?
Yeah. Yes, sarcastic guy Yaddle is never mentioned in the movie, but she was mentioned in the new series Tales of the Jedi.
I haven't seen that, but I've heard that name before. I don't have a good excuse. I just want to complain.
I'm with Clint.
That was a good.
Anyone in the chat know this one? I'll go ahead and show it. Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was Terminator in that music video, and it was for the movie Terminator 2.
I don't think I've ever seen that music video. Then
I don't think I have either.
I've seen like November Rain, and that's it.
This song was on the soundtrack for the movie.
Yes, it was.
Oh. All right. Let's go. Where's Waldo for 4?
WWGF.
All right.
1,000.
Let's go full daily.
Full How double. Much?
Oh, so 800?
800? Got it.
Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, because all we see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. In this multi-story house, mostly earth tones, yellow trim, supposedly taking setting in Chicago, Illinois.
He's bound to get it this time.
Damn it. Wait. What is Family Matters?
Yes, correct.
Wow. Nice. You missed that. We were going to have words after you.
I know.
That scared me because you said it wasn't going to be a clue.
Good work.
Double. Nice. Good job, Kaz. You are now in the lead from negative 900 to 1,000.
Monster.
This has been a wild game.
It's been a ride. It's been a ride.
All right. Let's close out not worry, but win.
28, 6, 42, 12 is a number sequence from this movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, God.
Funny thing is, I can picture the movie.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Oh,
gosh, this is a win.
Kaz.
What is Donnie Darko?
No.
Oh,
oh it is.
He's got it.
What was that? Wasn't there a train movie where he was on? Never mind. You're good. Good job. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
So confident that no.
I was like, I know, that no was. I was like, oh.
I was on the wrong movie. Maybe I'm thinking of that Justin Timberlake one where they had to steal and buy time.
Oh.
Either way, I was wrong, and I'm glad I didn't guess.
Good job, Kez. All right. The last clue for this first round.
Oh, there's a whole nother round.
Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. The best is ready to begin in this white picket fence house. Double story. Also, you'd be able to see this in a Warner Brothers studio tour.
Yipes.
Oh, I have an idea, but I'm going to use a free guess for it later.
I think you should just use the guess now.
Use this free stuff. You got to lead.
Yeah. You could risk that a little bit.
I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to ring it.
Do it.
Nope. I'm not. No, I don't want to be negative.
Both got it.
You got to climb, Clint. You got to climb. You got a ways to go to catch up to Jay.
If you go now, Clint, you'll pass me up. No problem.
Nope, I don't put confidence on it. And after my last guess of wrong Donnie Darko, I don't think I could do it.
Anyone in the chat know this? All right.
I do want to guess before you show, though. Can I do that?
Yeah.
You go first.
Yeah. Is it Clarissa Explains It All?
No. Sorry.
Is it Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No.
Okay, that was my guess.
Ooh, I see
Throwing
it.
Pain
oh.
Liz got it.
Growing
pains.
My step was a good guess, too.
All right.
Melissa
Joan
Hart shows.
I'm going to need to write this down because I have to put the points in the next one. So, Kaz, we got 1,500.
It's a great lead.
Clint with 200. And Jay with 400.
Happy to be here.
Just glad not to be negative.
Do we want to do a commercial break to promo anything?
Yeah. So let's. So again, for those just joining us, we are doing this for Team Nerds Unite Extra Life campaign. The hospital that we are supporting is the UC Davis Children's Hospital, which is a local hospital here in the North Bay. Did you say?
Northern California.
And we have a few prizes donated from, excuse me.
It's emotional here.
Okay. You need to go to the children's hospital?
From the wonderful Valor and Vellum, who is in the chat lurking.
But so he just paid for his own visit. Got it.
We have 8 of these that we'll be raffling off. And then 6 stickers and one of these vaulted backpacks you can't get anywhere else. Another vaulted item you'll be possibly winning is this Hot Smack t-shirt, size medium.
Ooh.
Can't get it anywhere else anymore. So that's just a few of the prizes that we have that we're doing for raffle. It is a $10 donation minimum to enter the raffle. No limit. And you'll have until New Year's Eve, 11:59 Pacific time, right before it hits midnight. And we'll be choosing winners at a later stream during one of our happy hour streams after the New Year. Great. So yeah, thanks again. Let me get the second board out. Good job, guys. I was kind of
good job to you, Dave. That was a rigorous first round.
That was, yeah.
It was. I'm a little nervous about the harder.
I know the second one's got to be harder.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at this second board. My. How do I do this?
You need the music.
Yeah.
That was really spot on.
That was pretty accurate. And right when you finished it, the board showed up.
Yeah, well, despite how crappy I am at this game, I've actually watched a lot of the parody this is based on.
All right, so our categories for the Double Jeopardy round. Extra Life. These are all game-related, not necessarily video game.
Oh,
esports, okay. Too.
Sure. Mild
Silhouette. You guys might recognize this from Fun TV, Funko's Fun TV, where I'll be showing you a silhouette of a Funko Pop, and you guys guess what it is.
Oh, I thought
what,
okay.
That like the plague.
I don't collect pops.
Me neither. No,
I don't collect Funkos.
We're not Funkos. Is that the answer for everyone's hype?
And third category, average TRL happy hour. So these are music videos related to the music videos that we've played on happy hour. Some of them, whoa. Yeah. Anyways, average anime hour is another category. Anime related. I have a feeling some of you guys might get this.
I'm just setting my phone down. I'm not going to run in for any of this.
And happy hour category. Yay. Thanks, Rach. And before and after. So just like.
I was wondering if this was going to be in there.
Yeah. So you guys will get a answer like or a clue like Batman. Batman's real name / the host of Let's Make a Deal. And who is Bruce Wayne Brady?
I just noticed these points are worth big bang.
Bruce Wayne Brady bunch.
That's right.
Ooh, triple layer. That thing
Arl Stein.
After.
That would have been nice.
That's like that's
Dave's like, man, he got one of my answers.
Well, he shouldn't have said it the first place.
Right.
Oh no! Oop. Sorry, accidental. I was excited.
Jay
was the before and after.
Oh, the board last. Was that?
I think it was
Clay. Wasn't me.
Oh, was it?
No, I haven't gotten a question.
It's
right
definitely
now.
Not me.
Well, doesn't the game remake?
Kaz. That's right. It was Kaz. Yeah. You guessed Donnie Darko.
But doesn't? But Darko. Not that it matters. But doesn't the game have the lowest
point? Yeah, it starts with the lowest.
Oh, got it. Tone. All right. Yeah. Let's go with Clint. You have control.
Kaz, what were you gonna go with?
Thank you for confirming, Ray.
I was gonna go with the anime because you know it starts you off on a great foot.
Yeah, let's go Extra Life for 400 then, please.
There you go.
Extra Life for 400.
This country's team walked away with the 2022 FIFA World Cup.
Oh.
Jay.
Where is Argentina?
Yeah.
What is Argentina?
I didn't even get the right W. I used two W's, didn't get the right one. It's okay.
You got it.
Well done.
All right, Jay.
Let's go with average anime hour because I know nothing about anime for 400. I just want to get it out the way, Clint, because you know we're not going
to
get it.
In the days of LimeWire, it used to take hours to download these, which is also known as AMVs.
I actually know this one.
Yay!
What is or what are anime music videos?
Correct.
Nice.
I did not know that. I knew what LimeWire was. I'm old, but I didn't know what that was.
That's actually pretty funny.
So for those that aren't familiar, during the anime hour streams, I usually start off with an anime music.
Oh, nice.
Nope, I always get there late.
AMVs are funny.
All right. Yay. On a roll here.
Let's just go through all the 400s. Let's go with this average TRL happy hour for 400.
Okay. Another thing is, for this one, I wrote out lyrics for a song. So this is a two-part thing. So you'll have to name the song and the artist.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Turn it inside out so I can see the part of you that's drifting over me. And when I wake, you're never there. But when I sleep, you're everywhere. You're everywhere. Kez!
Wait, how do you form this? Who is Michelle Branch? What is everywhere?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you go. You could just... You could do What Is Everywhere by Michelle Branch. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You still got it right. Yeah. Good job.
The who, what, when's are intimidating.
They are. Yes.
Yeah.
Very Michelle much so.
It is everywhere.
Good should job. Be double points for every question because you're answering two questions.
Mm. Yeah. What if we only get half? Is it just completely wrong?
Yeah. It's a tough call, Dave.
Oh, Kaz, you should have said Vanessa Carlton.
You should have.
That would have been worth the dock and the points. Actually, you're right. Let's take the rewind machine.
Yeah.
Who was Vanessa Carlton?
Kick his ass out.
Bye, Rage.
Take his points away, though.
You got control of the board, Kaz.
Silhouette for 400.
All right. Remember, this is going to be a silhouette of a Funko Pop, and you have to guess which character it is or who it is.
In this silhouette image, it is a teenager, short hair, kind of make out some frame, the frame of his glasses. He's in a running stance. And it looks like he has some exhaust pipes on his legs.
Kez!
Who is Tenya?
Correct.
Oh.
Huh. I think that it's showing, it's not showing the bottom part. Okay. But yes, you're right.
You can see the legs. There's like the engines coming out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm gonna say the before and after because that's my favorite. Let's hold off that one. Let's go with Extra Life for 8.
This song by the Teriyaki Boys can be heard in these three places: Rocket League, C.S. Sully's Twitch channel, and Fast and Furious film. Kez,
what is Tokyo Drift?
Is that the name of the song?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know the name of the song. I knew the movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% confident in that answer.
Nice.
Like, it wouldn't be that obvious of a... Like, would the song be exactly the same name?
That's why I was
Or is it called, like, Mechanics? Or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
Whew. Let's go silhouette for 8.
In this silhouette, we have a samurai-like figure about to draw his sword, like he's about to cut someone down, perhaps a demon. He has a bun in his hair, and it's a very angular kind of style character design. You might know this person from a Genndy Tartakovsky series.
Oh,
Clint.
Another name.
Who is Samurai Jack?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Clint, you have control of the board.
I got to get this out of the way before and after for 400.
Oh, he's all going right after it.
No.
Filipino fast food chain. A store in Sacramento owned by Av.
Oh.
What is Jolly Beehive Midtown?
Well,
you can take that or go Beehive Collectibles.
No, that's
fair. That's fair. If you don't want to give it to me, it's okay.
Give it to him.
Yeah. I'll take that too because people know it also as Beehive Midtown.
It is.
It says here. No.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On the shirts, it says that. On the hats, it says that.
Yeah. It's alternate, also known as
AKs.
I'm cool with it.
Oh, God. Cool. I'm
Now I want to just keep going down the before and afters. Let's go before and after for 8.
Ooh,
oh,
he's getting eggs.
He's got sustenance.
Oh, now he's really gonna.
He's turning it on now.
Yeah, special right. delivery from April.
Yeah. Nice, thank you, April. Best mod.
Smells so good. I'm thrown off now.
All right, before and after for 800.
He's either going to get thrown off or power up.
The artist known as Valor and Vellum. Hold on for one more day. Clint.
Oh, crap. It's, I know, obviously, it's Priscilla. Yeah. And then what is the name of the band? I know it. I've heard it. I heard it just Tuesday. Priscilla. It's going to drive me nuts. It's Priscilla. One more day. I can hear them. Priscilla Wilson. Oh, God. I'm so close, and I'm going to have to say I don't know it.
Oh, sorry, Clint. Sorry. All right, Kaz was next.
Who is Priscilla Wilson Phillips?
Phillips, thank you. Oh, I had Wade in my head.
I feel bad for you. Taking the rag out from under you. You're almost there.
I was out. No, I didn't know it. That's the way the game goes.
Nice.
It's that bacon that's got him powered up.
Make sure to deduct me 800 points.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
These are worth big points. Ooh. It's kind of scary.
Is that really how much they're worth?
I don't think it's supposed to be 2,000 at the bottom.
Worth double. No, it's totally, yeah. He's on it.
It's like the first round never counts.
They don't.
I know. My 200 points say otherwise.
You're still in the green. All right, who is that again?
It's Kaz.
Oh, it's me. Let's go Silhouette for 1,200.
In this next silhouette, we have what looks like to be a stout queen with a crown on her head, holding a scepter. Her original design is based off of playing cards, let's say. And you might know her more, you might be more familiar with her from a Disney classic.
Clint!
Wow.
Who is the evil queen?
Oh.
Who is the Queen of Hearts? Sorry.
Oh. Wait.
I'll give it to him. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
She is evil.
She is evil. Still evil.
Good job. Good job.
Your reaction set that one off.
I'm not going to complain.
We're moving on.
Yep.
Oh. I know, I need to be like, oh.
Let's go average TRL happy hour for 800, please.
If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by?
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Who is Vanessa Carlton 500 miles? Of 1,000 miles.
Everybody gets one. I got one. We all.
I didn't know they have a song, but I knew it was Vanessa Carlton, and I was really excited for you to say Michelle Branch.
I know. I was.
There was that deep sigh thinking about it.
Is it worth it? If it was like the lower point value, if it was the first round, I would totally do it.
Oh, yeah. I would have given you the point still, in my opinion. I just wanted you to do
same.
It. Yeah, just to do it. I would be quite all right with it.
I can feel Rach staring at me from across the country.
Oh, she's glaring like nobody's business. She even wrote it down.
In text form and in actual. Yeah. You can just feel the... You know, like when somebody's looking at you from across the room, I can still feel it.
Yep.
To zero.
Yeah.
Extra life for 1,200.
A single move that uses your king and rook chess pieces. Jay!
Why was that the first one? What is castling?
Correct.
Wow. You
better get that one. You spelled it wrong, Dave.
Well, he made it into a noun.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Well done. I did not know that.
Who's gonna take my chess belt away from me?
Ooh. Oh yeah, he's
not me.
You need to have another competition so I could be a triple crown winner of some sort.
Oh yeah. We need a third thing so you get that triple threat.
Anyways. Hold on to it now.
let's go with the anime hour for 8. Get this one out the way.
All right. Just like Avengers Assemble, the characters of My Hero Academia are known to call out this battle cry.
I don't know what the battle cry is. I haven't got that far. They must have picked that up around like season 4 or something.
The whole phase?
You guys know it's these nuts, right?
Can you imagine?
Ooh, Kaz.
What does it go beyond plus ultra?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that too. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's what their thing is?
Yeah.
I should have known. They've only been saying it since version. The very first episode.
Which is probably more correct than just plus ultra.
I mean, did they say the go beyond plus part in Japanese?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Okay,
they
started, so I wouldn't have gotten that right. let's go. So what for 16?
16? All right, here you go.
I'm sorry, 16.
There you go. All right.
In this silhouette, we see a really big crown. Looks like this king is wearing a wig, a powdered wig, with a cape on, has a scepter, and if you were sitting in the front row, you might have appreciated a splash warning. Mm.
Nope. It's a queen of some type.
I know.
It's a queen of some type.
I want to guess when nobody else does. Enough points.
Oh, gosh. Why is the name blanking right now? I know it.
I do not know it.
All right. Chad.
Jace knows it.
Chad. Rach or Jace might know.
I know who it is then. It's King Henry.
There you go.
George,
yeah.
Got it. I know it's from
Couldn't think of George.
Good job.
If I would have rang in the king from Hamilton, would you have given it to me?
Yeah, I would.
Just curious. Okay.
Who is King George?
Good job, guys.
All right, let's close it out.
2000.
Daily Double.
Called it.
I knew it was coming.
That should have been points already just for that.
Dang.
4,000.
I'm gonna play it safe on this one. Let's just go 1G.
Okay. 1,000. For 1,000, yeah. Kaz, here is your clue.
In this last silhouette, we have a male figure. He is holding out his hand. Looks like he's holding an ID card. And his hair is very recognizable because it has a swoosh in the front. This is probably one of the more classic older pops. Perhaps the food bumblebee tuna might be an appropriate clue for this one.
Do you know it, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I do not.
What is that? phone a friend.
you're going to have to split that 1,000 points with me.
All right, deal. Let's go.
What is who is?
I have.
What? I'm sorry. Dude. I'm sorry you're not right here. You'd be doing better than I am.
As 30 seconds is up.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
All right.
Who is it, Jay?
Looks like the... Oh, yeah.
Who is Ace Ventura?
Oh, my goodness.
Good job. I would not have gotten
that. That hand threw me off because it looks like a tentacle.
It totally does. It's like in motion.
I got it off of the hair.
Yeah, the hair.
Not the hand.
The hand. He's like putting up like a stop because he's showing off his ID.
Yeah.
His
category is over now. What's this called? I want to give 2,000 points to the person that saw a similarity between all 5 of the silhouette clues.
Oh, dang.
Did I say 2,000?
Oh!
Right? Do we need to buzz in for that?
Yeah.
I don't know the similarity. They're all
silhouettes.
What is a straight in a poker hand?
Ace, queen, king.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well done. I did not even think of that.
Wow. That was pretty slick.
Nice.
Just when you needed more points.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, you guys could still catch up. There's still
this is definitely like a variation. This is not true to form in nerd pity fashion. So this is really special.
I got kind of inspired by Alice in Borderland. That's like, I was like,
I watched it. Yet. Need to sit down and marathon it.
What was the first clue on that silhouette?
It had 10 in it. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, okay, I didn't know what it was. So.
Okay.
All right, Kez, you got control of the board.
All right. Let's go with Extra Life for 16 Yundred. Yeah, that still counts.
In Sega Genesis X-Men, you are forced to press this button to get past Mojo's world. Jay.
All right, this is a shot in the dark. What is Select?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, Clint, that was a big clue.
Yeah, but
I don't want to risk it, but that's a big clue.
Wait, I'm trying to remember the Sega Genesis.
Did the Genesis controller even have a select button?
I don't think it did.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Clint.
What is C?
Sorry, that is incorrect. Oh, no!
I know what it is now.
Jace knows.
Kaz, would you like to guess?
Is this a free guess?
No, it's not a free guess at all. No.
I'll let Jace win this one.
Jace, I guess. Jace, what's your guess?
Was it start?
Does start not pause the game?
That's
this, I've never played this. This is all
I haven't either.
Frustrated me because I didn't know what to do. Yeah, Jace got it.
Oh, you had to restart the game.
What?
And that's wow. such a cool mechanic.
Go to the console and press reset.
No, I get that part. I'm not that young.
And then it reloads the game ahead of that spot.
The game, and then
that's such a cool mechanic for such early games.
Real world.
Yeah. I know. Like, how does that work with early game? Because
there's no like save states and stuff.
Like, Metal Gear Solid when you had to.
Oh,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
That was a cool feature too. Nice, nice.
You heard it here.
Explain how it just works to me.
Oh yeah, because consoles now they don't have reset buttons. No, reset. Yeah.
All right. I forget who has control of the board. Was
it's
that
Cass still? Yeah.
Yep. Let's close out this Extra Life.
The Quaffle, Bludger, and Snitch are three balls used in this game. Clint. Ooh,
what is Quidditch?
Correct.
That's only a 2,000 point question for me because I haven't seen all the Harry Potters.
Wait, you've seen the first one, though.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I've seen the last two, and I've seen the third one.
But
okay, the third one.
Oh, I don't know. I only watch them in hotel rooms.
I've actually never seen the last two, but I've read them all. So. Anyway, average anime hour for 1,200, please. Let's rip this Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Bleach's main character, Ichigo, is known for his strawberry red hair, which is fitting since his name translates in English to this.
Is it that easy?
Jay.
What is strawberry?
Correct.
Let's go.
That seemed too not right. Wow.
The answer was hidden in the question.
We take those. Answer. We take those.
I know if it directly translates. So I wasn't sure if that Dave was trying to be extra slick.
Yeah. That's game of the sub.
It's just strawberry instead of strawberries or something like that. Yeah.
Let's keep going, slowly peeling this man in. Let's go 16.
Alrighty. In My Hero Academia, this character's quirk is called Double, which grants him the ability to multiply himself. Kaz.
Who is Dave's favorite K-pop band? AKA Twice.
Correct.
If that was
no, he didn't get it correct. He didn't yell it. He didn't yell it all in capital letters like that. It's who is Twice?
If that was wrong, I was going to be like, who is Double?
Right. Who is Multiple?
It's The answer's always in the question.
Good job.
All right, Kaz, you got control.
And we'll close it out. Let's put this one to bed. Yes.
He's got them all.
Oh, I think there's one more left.
4,000. It's the only way.
There's one more left. There's three daily doubles in this round.
There's one more left, I believe. I think.
We got the other one. We got the other one.
Okay, this is the last one then.
4,000. It's the only way.
Yeah, let's go maximum.
Either run away or close the gap. You know,
4,000.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow.
All right.
This is our chance, Clint.
I mean, I'm not holding my breath.
I know it's anime.
4,000 members of this music group dressed up as Sailor Moon characters for SNL.
Oh wow!
Dang.
That was a curveball.
It's mildly anime.
I guess technically.
The Sailor Moon part makes it anime.
The Sailor Moon part.
Part makes it anime. I haven't watched SNL music performances in like 8 years. I think that's what goes
it on. This is a big curveball, and I think I know the answer too.
I know the answer here.
Was that on SNL?
It absolutely was.
Okay.
Nope, I'm out.
All right. Sorry, Kaz.
It was BTS, SNL, wasn't it?
Korea, actually. And would anyone like to guess?
It was BTS, wasn't it?
No.
Was it?
It was. The answer to this one is also Twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know it. Nice.
Yes, it was Twice also. I had Twice on there.
Twice. Oh my goodness. I should have guessed anyways if I was going to get it wrong.
Oh.
All right. Kaz, down to 5,100.
By the way, I will never forget Wilson Phillips now as long as I live. Just looking at that category. I'm like, yep, never again.
Let's go with Happy Hour. 412.
412. Hold on. So chillin' in the front seat, in the back seat I'm driving. Okay, Kaz.
It was Rebecca Black Friday.
A staple in that Happy Hour stream, if I recall.
God, how do you guys listen to that every time? That sounds awful.
How do you not listen to it?
I was more referring to Dave and the Happy Hour crew, like running it versus anybody watching.
We started putting music videos in the Hall of Fame.
That's a Hall of Fame pick right there.
Only pick those out every now and then. Oh,
AKA, we're tired of playing this.
Good.
People with the secrets, man.
It is Friday, though. So maybe we pull it out the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Rach, it is Friday.
It is Friday. It's Friday somewhere.
Somewhere here.
1600 Happy Hour.
All right, I'm like TT, just like TT. Jay,
what is TT by Twice? Hey, they're the three times now. Wait a second,
you ruined it, Dave. Ruined it.
Imagine like one category or like one nerd for you will just be all Twice.
Just all this is the same answer the whole way down.
Good job, Jay.
All right, 2,000, so we can get to the good one after this.
Novi, 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 Novi.
I don't know the name of the song.
Mekti Splonit.
I don't know the name of the
song. Yes.
What is Novi God by Steklovada?
I knew that this was going to be there.
Yes.
Dang.
I just don't know the name of the song.
Which also we put on our Christmas playlist. Thank you to April and Priscilla for always requesting that song.
And wow. Clint, if you haven't heard it, check it out.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't even know the song.
Like Happy New Year.
Is that really what it is?
That actually says "Eat Your Soup" or something like that.
It might. It might.
Ooh.
All right.
I think there's still a chance, maybe.
No.
Kaz, you have control of the board.
2, 3, all right. 4.
Let's go.
If Kaz gets each one of them wrong, there might be hope. He's got a guess.
1,200. All right. Ready. Miss Congeniality. Oogie Boogie's Minions. Clint.
Miss Congeniality would be No, that's not right, is it? Sandra Bullock.
Oh, don't forget the question for
me. Or what is Sandra Bullock? Oh, what are Bullock Kids.
Oh, sorry.
I had her name, but wait. Yeah, that's fine. Go on.
Oh, wait, you wanna
I was just trying to think of what are Sandra or yeah, Sandra Stock whatever their names are. I can't think of them. Beryl and whatever not.
Never yeah, mind. You got them. You got all three of them. You mentioned them all.
Oh, all right. Sweet. I didn't mean to, but I'll take it.
Sandra Bullock, Shock and Barrel.
Shock and Barrel. There you go.
Nice.
My daughter would be proud.
Sweet. All right, Clint.
Well, let's just switch it up just to make it annoying. Let's go 2000.
Oh.
A song by The Stylistics, a K-pop group named after a fresh pair of denim.
Is Twice denim?
Oh.
Ooh, Jay.
What is You Make Me Feel Brand New Jeans?
Correct.
Wow.
Let's go.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
Well done indeed.
Yeah, Rach.
That ditto stuck in my head.
Ditto.
Good song. Yeah, ditto.
All right. Last one. You guys ready?
Yep.
Sure.
1600 before and after. Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM, Jimin, V, and Jungkook. A concert performed by the San Francisco Symphony and Metallica. Clint.
BTS and M. Or what is BTS and M?
Yes, correct.
Wow. That sounds mildly kinky.
Oh, that's how we go, buddy. Not the first time I've heard those together.
Not the first time.
Won't be the last either.
There you go.
All right, guys. So we
there's a final too.
Yes, there's a final.
We have hope.
Yeah, this could be the equalizer here. Or I don't know. Is that right? This is the game breaker. I don't know.
Yeah.
We have Kaz with 8,300 points. Jay with 6,000. And Clint with 4,600. Good climb, guys. You guys.
I'm just glad not to be negative. Lying to you.
This is one of the most stressful nerd parties I think we've had.
Sorry. It might be because I watched Alice in Borderland, so I was like, oh, I don't know.
It's good. Well done.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, whatever you and Kaz worked out before the game.
Is that how this is going to work out?
The category is it's a theme song.
Hmm.
So just like what Juan usually does, he'll play a song. And guess which show it's from. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
So are we answering?
Are we typing this in? Are we writing this down?
I think we hear the clip and we just message you again, I guess, would make the most sense.
Or either that or we put it all in the private chat at the same time, whatever you want to do.
Mm. Oh, no, you guys could message it to me.
Okay.
All right, and I'll give you guys 30 seconds after the song plays, or I could play it twice if you want.
Oh, twice. Yeah.
Clues. There's clues.
All right, you ready? Let me know if you guys hear this. Can you hear it? Okay.
Yep. I know the theme song, but I don't know the show.
I have no idea.
It's so bad because I know the theme song, but I don't know what it's for.
All right.
Can you confirm you got my message?
I got Kaz's entry in, okay. Or answer.
Mine's wrong, but that's all right.
Oh. I got Clint.
Who in the chat knows it? Don't say the answer in the chat, but who knows it? I'm curious.
All right, I got everyone's. Let me see here. So, Clint, you have 4,600. And you wagered $45.99.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. And Price is right.
Right. I'm not going home empty-handed.
Empty-handed, yeah. Yes.
Dang, smart guess, man.
I should have done that too.
What is Sailor Moon? Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
I assume so. I have no idea. So
you're down to one. Oh, oops.
Don't forget.
All right, I'm still in it. I'm still in it.
Yep, still, there's still a
chance.
All right, we got Jay next with 6,000. And yep. He put all the points.
Yep. Ooh,
lucky.
And his guess was, hi, Dave. Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Sorry. I remember the song completely, but I don't know what show it's for.
I got over to yep, Jay. Yep. I'm not last.
Well played, Clint. Well played.
All right, and we have our Nerd Purdy champion, Kaz. Will he retain the championship, or will it go to Clint?
It possibly could.
If he wagered anything, anyway, I'll let it play it out.
But he wagered 2,700.
Smart, yeah.
I can't blame
him. Yeah,
yeah.
And his answer was, "What is Boy Meets World?" Which is correct.
That is correct.
Yes, yes. Wow. So
should have known.
It was the first, the like first the intro,
very yeah.
Before they moved to like the Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have never guessed that
song. Of
no
Boy
wonder
Meets
it's like ingrained
World.
In my brain. I just didn't know what it was for.
So was it like just one season? I have no idea. Was it just like, one season for?
It
that?
I think it's like the when they were kids
season.
Still.
Just the first. season?
No. It wasn't just the first season.
Oh, it was like the first
everything before
when they were kids. When they were kids.
Real God. Wow.
Yeah. It was on the stupid paper airplane.
It sounded very 90-ish. I just didn't.
The paper airplane was like,
I would never guess that.
Intro.
Never guess that. Well done. Well done.
Damn. Yeah, that was well played.
It looks like Kaz is our champion again, retaining his championship.
With a score of 11,000% higher than second place.
Just a smidge. Barely.
We're going by differential on this one. Yeah. But the tournament of champions, we're going by a goal differential.
Yeah. The tournament of champions.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'll be sure to come up with something to send.
Y'all were great competitors. You had me sweating to the end.
We didn't lose, though. Nobody was negative. Yeah. We all made it to the final.
It could have turned around in the final, definitely.
There was a shot.
Wow, I'm just impressed. You either anybody knew that Boy Meets World one. God.
That was a good one.
Apparently, I don't remember the 90s at all.
I'm stuck in the 90s, so you know.
Good for you, because I don't know where I'm stuck, to be honest. But anyway, well done.
Well played, yeah.
That's it. Again, Dave, well done. That was fun.
Thanks
for coming on, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Is there anything you'd like to plug or before we wrap things up for the first portion of this charity stream?
Come play some Mario Kart with me on Tuesday nights, and then I'll show you how it's done. I'll kick your ass there.
Nice.
Challenge. I'm kidding. I'm not very good at that either. But everyone's welcome to come play, and of course, donate to Extra Life for putting this on. So
where's the link?
Oh, sure.
Streamlabs, you're usually so good. What's going on?
Kaz, when are you streaming again?
It's a great question. I've been in and out because I've spent weekends, like right now I'm over here at my parents' house. It's a different background than my usual one because I'm packing up their house right now. Yeah,
lucky you.
So it's been hard to stream because like usually on free weekends, if I'm not gigging somewhere, if I don't have work stuff, I'm out here.
Yeah, totally. Well, so, I'll get on soon.
Thank you. So yeah, trying to stream more regularly, but you know, you can follow my channel. Follow me on the socials.
I just saw it was available, so I buzzed. You know.
Well, now you got to get it right.
Twice. So,
just in case I in YouTube or something, definitely go check out Clint on the Dorksman channel. twitch.tv/the_dorksmen.
More the merrier.
Tuesday game nights.
Vidya games with him.
That's right. All the fun. That's all we do.
And also, follow DJ Cassius Clay at twitch.tv/CassiusClay. Sunday sounds. Sunday cleanup. I love it.
Yes.
Nice.
Cool.
All right, guys. Have fun with the rest of the stream. We'll be watching. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks again. Congratulations, Kaz. Thanks for joining last minute, Clint. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
glad to be here. I want a rematch.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're
always welcome when we do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to A Nerd Pretty Extra Life. Hope you guys enjoyed playing along. Feel free to message us on our social medias at Average Nerd Pod on Twitter or Instagram. And be sure to check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheAverageNerdPodcast. Also, be sure to check out our sister podcast, The Average Magic, where they talk about a bunch of things related to Disney. Yeah. Until next time, see you, nerds!